Hi, I'm Bruce Moody. Today's episode takes a deeper look at military spouse employment, a topic we revisit often because we know how vital it is to military families. But this conversation goes beyond the basics. I'm joined by Deborah McKenzie, a career coach with the Defense Department's Spouse Education and Career Opportunities Program. We call it SECO. And today we will explore real-life scenarios that spouses face when making career decisions. And we will walk through how SECO resources can support those goals in concrete, actionable ways. So please share this episode with other military spouses who might benefit from this kind of tailored insight. You can find us on any podcast platform. Just search for Military OneSource and subscribe while you're at it. Of course, we love to hear from you. We appreciate your feedback. There's a link in the show notes and you can share your thoughts. Military OneSource is an official program of the Defense Department with support and resources for every step of military life. Now, here's today's conversation. Deborah McKenzie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
We're just so thrilled to have you with us today. So you are a career coach. Talk to us about what it means to be a career coach. What do you do to help military spouses?
Oh, okay. So I have to paint some imagery for you really quickly. Imagine having a dedicated partner, a steadfast guide, and your biggest cheerleader as you are navigating the exciting, but sometimes, you know, just winding path of career development, especially as a military spouse with all the unique adventures that military life can bring. So as a SECO career coach, I help military spouses not only just find jobs, but navigate all of those twists and turns. So I can understand the career path, which is very deeply personal and intertwined with not only personal journey, but the family journeys, the military life journeys as well. And so with over 10 years of experience in career coaching and academic advising, we pretty much look at all the nice, distinct things like the moves, the deployments, the resume pauses that are actually periods of incredible growth, actually. And our passion is to help to focus on education and career goals, maximizing strengths, and identifying skill sets that can actually be relevant to current goals or future goals. And then we also do, of course, what everybody knows, the job search portion. So helping with resume writing, cover letter writing, interviews, and making sure that you're able to market your skill set.
So let's talk about your particular brand of career coaching, because you're helping military spouses. So how is that different from civilian employment support?
Yes. So my background, of course, comes from working in a higher education setting and career resource centers within the community setting as well. So when we talk about the difference between SECO career coaching versus civilian, I always like to say this is where the spouse education and career opportunity truly shine. As a SECO career coach, we understand the military lifestyle inside and out. So we do get the PCS moves. We do get the overseas transitions. And so our specific brand is flexible, virtual, and global career coaching. So we have a high level of access. Spouses can reach us anywhere, whether they're in Germany, Guam, or Georgia. And we are also deeply connected to resources made just for military spouses, like the My Career Advancement Account Scholarship, the Military Spouse Employment Partnership, and more. So our career coaching, I like to say, is very tailor-made for the journey of military spouses.
But let's back up, because you mentioned SECO, so we got to unpack that. That stands for Spouse Education and Career Opportunities. That's the name of a program run by the Department of Defense. So now military spouses may say, well, I can go on base. My installation has a career counselor there. So what are the folks on an installation offering? And then what does a SECO career coach offer? And how are they used to complement each other?
Well, it's a perfect partnership. Installation employment readiness specialists, they do provide that crucial face-to-face support. And SECO, we keep the momentum going with long-term planning, including resume strategy and remote access between moves. For example, you might attend a resume workshop on base. Then you can hop onto a SECO coaching session to tailor it for a job posting. So that's, again, a nice partnership we have. We also do bridge time zone and locations. And so that makes sure that military spouses have a continuity of support.
Yeah. And so there's links in the program notes for folks to get in touch with SECO career coaches. And so check that out. Let's talk more about this. When we're talking about SECO career coaching, you referenced a bunch of resources and programs. Tick off a few of them and how you make them available, how you inform military spouses about them.
Yeah. So I always like to share some of the favorites. All of them are great, but there are some that do stand out. I mentioned this earlier, the My Career Advancement Account Scholarship. And that is a game changer.
It's money.
Yes, it provides up to $4,000, a $4,000 boost for licenses, certifications, or associate's degrees that are eligible to spouses. So this often works alongside, again, going back to the installation with the education centers, and it helps spouses to explore options and then use the MyCAA to fund any of their career goals. So to find information regarding MyCAA, they can contact Military OneSource. They can go to the Military OneSource website. There is the SECO website. And then, of course, I've had a lot of spouses share with me that they've learned about the scholarship through speaking with someone from the education center. So MyCAA is one of the big ones. And then, Bruce, did you say full-time and part-time jobs?
Let's assume I did. Yes, I certainly did. Of course I did.
Yeah, so of course we have those, and we have internships and externships, temporary, flexible, and seasonal jobs, of course.
What's an externship?
An externship is basically a way that you can gain experience in the supervised format. It's typically less time than an internship, so that can be for like a couple of weeks. Sometimes those are known as like doing observation of jobs. So yeah, we have connections to those. And then, of course, the big one, remote and telework experience, working from home. So we have connections to those as well. And then federal jobs, we've got that too. So all of those career opportunities I just shared can be found through our Military Spouse Employment Partnership, which is also known as MSEP. And this partnership is amazing. It connects military spouses with employers who are committed to recruiting, hiring, promoting, and retaining military spouses. So that's the number two. And then just a couple of more favorites I want to just throw out there is we cannot leave out the importance of networking. So SECO, we are always hosting virtual events like virtual hiring fairs, our LinkedIn Premium for Military Spouses webinar. So our SECO virtual events are a great way to network with other military spouses, company partners, employers, career coaches, and more. And that can be found on the SECO virtual calendar, which is located in the SECO website. There's a little icon in the top right corner. And so that gets you access to those virtual events.
And you've got a couple coming up, right?
Yeah. So I think an event that everybody may get really excited about is a hiring fair that we have upcoming. This event is a virtual hiring fair, and it's a wonderful opportunity for spouses to connect with MSEP employers offering remote work opportunities. So this is where you have the ability to get connected to full-time, part-time employment. You can connect with employers who understand the challenges and strength of military spouse employment. And of course, this is a great way to network with the other spouses who are just basically in this career development journey with you together. So for this particular event, we typically do preparation in regards to helping your resume get ready, helping you if you need some assistance with your elevator pitch or making sure you know how to answer questions. Again, we have resources like the mock interview sessions to help you prepare for that. And you can join this event from anywhere in the world free using a desktop or mobile device.
I have one more virtual event to ask you about, and that is the Spouse Employment Webinar Series in September. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this will be upcoming. And when we have our webinar series, they're typically a series of presentations and workshops to make sure that you have all the tools and resources you need to be employment ready. We're currently in a very competitive job market, and the experience as an applicant is dealing with passing software scans, getting noticed by employers. So what we do is we help you to learn all the tips and tricks to get noticed by employers to land that fantastic job. So again, you can find more information on the CECO calendar of events, which is located on the CECO website. So just stay tuned.
So let's look at what I would suspect to be a common scenario. We have a military spouse who has stepped away from the workforce to raise a family or some other reason, and now they're ready to re-enter the job market. But their skills are rusty, or they perceive them to be rusty. And then there's that dreaded gap in the resume. So how do you work with this person? How do you get them ready?
Bruce, this is a scenario that is actually very close to my heart. And it's one that definitely we do embrace so much with optimism at CECO. So the first thing I always like to share with every spouse is that whatever that perceived gap is, it is not a void. It is a chapter that is filled with uncredited experience and growth. And so I always like to reframe it as an opportunity within their incredible journey. And so pretty much this is where my passion comes in really greatly here. We talk about uncovering the wealth of transferable skills that have been mastered. So think about it, Bruce, orchestrating a household during a deployment, that is high level project management, as I see it. And then volunteering in the community, that's leadership. So we've got event planning, communication, coordination, budgeting, all rolled up into one. And these are like really all powerful assets, not setbacks. So pretty much what we do as far as like strategies is for the short term, we talk about certifications or some online courses through platforms like Udemy or LinkedIn Learning, which many of these courses can be accessed through, again, connecting with the spouse education and career opportunities. And this can be an opportunity to refresh knowledge or create some new in-demand skills. And then we also talk about the importance of gaining experience through volunteer work or fellowships. And those are fantastic launching pads that can offer current experience and the chance to showcase, again, some new skill sets. So we have various programs like the Military Spouse Career Accelerator Pilot Program that can often provide some much needed experience. And then, of course, the resume. That's the big one. That's the big question that I get a lot of response with. So we talked about transforming that through resources like our one-on-one coaching session or our on-demand resume review service, which that does not require an appointment. You could just submit your documents and get some feedback. But basically, we talk about crafting a functional or combination resume that does powerfully showcase those transferable skills, achievements, and then create a compelling cover letter that becomes their voice to help them proactively to speak on those particular aspects of their journey. So highlighting what they have gathered during these periods when they were not in the workforce. And we also talk about the reentering the workforce coaching package that is specifically designed for all of these strategies. So it is really all about building that bridge back to the workforce, one confident, inspired step at a time.
You know, each of those steps would make a wonderful standalone podcast episode. So let's prepare to get emails from us.
Okay.
So I want to talk about, let's say, a military spouse who's stationed overseas and wants to pursue a career in, say, military billing, but isn't really sure how to afford training or whether it's a portable career. How would you, as a CECO career coach, guide them to use tools like MyCAA to take that first step?
I love this scenario because it does perfectly illustrate how CECO, through a support system of resources, can make this attainable no matter what the deadline or dateline is. So first, medical billing coding is a very common career. It's actually an example of a career that has strong portability potential, which is pure gold for our mobile military spouses. So my first step as their coach, I would be enthusiastic about getting them connected with resources for understanding how the portability of medical billing and coding certifications work. There are many nationally recognized certifications, and some of them are also internationally recognized. And that can open doors to OCONUS outside the continental United States opportunities. And so we talk about that in possibly an overseas coaching package where we go right into that as a deeper dive. And that helps them to not only get an understanding of the portability of that overseas, but it can complement any additional resources from like the family support centers. And then the magic of the MyCAA does come into play, as you mentioned. So if a spouse is eligible, this is, again, a wonderful scholarship that they can use at this point. And so what I would do is guide them through the MyCAA website, and there is a school and program search tool, and help them to pinpoint a program and a school that is meeting their must-haves. And I want them to be ready and comfortable that they're picking an option that they feel will provide them academic success and that they are very excited about. And then beyond MyCAA, we do explore other great resources like any career assessments to truly confirm that this is the best path for them. We also will connect them to any job opportunities within the Military Spouse Employment Partnership Group. And then we also recommend them to join either the MSEP LinkedIn group or find some other kind of great way to network. And so it's all about wrapping them in this nice little blanket of information, financial resources, so that way they can feel confident and ready to take that step, regardless, again, where they are placed on the map.
And where they are placed in their career journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just starting out. So let's talk about them. What about a military spouse who's just starting out, isn't quite sure about their career path? How do you help them?
This is such an exciting and hopeful stage, the dawn of discovery. I love this type of population here because of the fact that there's just an openness. And so we are very poised to help them guide through that process. This is where we first talk about some career exploration through assessment tools. And I always like to say that they're not test and tells, they are survey and shares. So they are great ways to learn about who you are. So we have assessments that can uncover interests, skills, personality, and values. And it's really cool to see those moments when we talk about those results and we see some direction begin to emerge. And so once we have those initial sparks from the assessments, we will do a deeper dive into an occupational resource like the Occupational Outlook Handbook. And that is a fantastic resource that is provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We also have Career One Stop. And this is really good to help them to understand the different career options and what the day-to-day looks like, education requirements, earning potential. So now we're connecting some dots here with, okay, here's your personality, skills, and interests. This is where they lie within the career information. And then, of course, we talk about some other resources through the CECO website. So mainly as a coach, my role is to help weave together the insights from the assessments with tangible, real-world career options. And I always like to highlight those options that provide consistent, portable employment. I hear a lot of my spouses share with me, you know, when I'm looking for something, I want it to be consistent or stable. I don't want to have to start and stop. I'm concerned if employers are looking at my resume and seeing gaps. So I want something that is consistent and stable. So we do highlight those. And we have those heartfelt conversations about the realities and adventures of military life. That is very profound importance when it comes to choosing a path that is not only deeply fulfilling, but also portable and sustainable.
Portable and sustainable.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me just say the obvious choice is just create your own business.
Yes, yes.
All right. So how do you help somebody who says, thank you for all of these tests and these assessments, because all of the results point to me starting my own business. Thank you very much. What do I do now? Help me.
So we have an entrepreneurship coaching package that assists with all of the wonderful questions regarding business ownership and starting your own business. So one of the amazing places that we do have, you mentioned assessments, there's actually an assessment for entrepreneurship. It's called the Entrepreneurial Edge Assessment. And this resource helps spouses to reflect on their strengths and how those traits can support launching and running a business. And what I like about this resource, it first of all can reveal where you shine, where your strengths are. And then it shares where you may need some extra support, for example, like with planning or marketing or financial management. So it's a great way to do inventory about what tasks are you great at doing and then what tasks you may want to outsource, or you may want to take some additional courses to help make sure that you come into owning a business with full information, full understanding of how you will basically do is that. And then I always like to say that we are not a lender or a funding organization. We're just a powerful connector. So we connect resources that come from the Small Business Administration. We talk about resources that also connect with the military community, like Boots to Business, the Rosie Network, and then just any type of resources that we find that they need, whether it's mentorship, whether it's certain types of tools. We can assist them with incorporating those resources with coming up with a 90-day business plan. And then, of course, here's something really exciting. Depending upon the program, my CAA can sometimes be used for courses that can support entrepreneurship, whether it's like project management or something related to like bookkeeping. So that's kind of where we are able to assist them if they see that as an opportunity.
We're covering a lot of ground here.
Yes.
A lot of ground. I would just suggest to folks who are listening, if at any step in your career journey, you have a question, just call a CECO career coach. That's always the best way to get started because they really cover all the angles with regard to keeping your career going. As you are going from place to place, as your family moves, a lot of military spouses have jobs requiring a license, requiring certifications. And these are state certifications. These are state licenses. And they move from state to state to state. And we're not going to get into the whole deal, but it is a real challenge for spouses as they're moving around. So how do you help a licensed professional navigate this transition to a new state?
Yes, license portability is without a doubt one of the biggest and most frustrating challenges military spouses face. And so that's why we are committed to help with this challenge. First of all, the overall practice we do is we provide clarity, resources, and help with producing momentum. So again, the first thing I want everyone to know is that we always shout out from the rooftops the resource that comes from the military service branch that talks about the license reimbursement up to $1,000 per PCS or permanent change of station move. So we always take them to the branch resource that discusses that. And so that's one of the first things that we immediately go to. Then we go to a few key resources. So again, the clarity aspect, understanding the licensure and the, of course, compact agreements, reciprocity, endorsement, all those wonderful words. So there is within the Department of Labor, there's a Department of Labor Interstate License Recognition Options page, and that can outline each of the state's laws and any relevant compacts. We also have on the CECO website a dedication section regarding transferring license, including breaking down the various state-by-state requirements, links to licensing boards and timeline. And all of this is tailored for military spouses. And then where we get very proactive is we have a coaching package that is called the Permanent Change of Station Coaching Package. And within that, if the spouse knows that he or she has orders, we encourage them to start gathering that information early. And so in a coaching session, we talk about pinpointing the new state's licensing board, understanding the exact application process, preparing for anything that is required, whether it's a background check or a jurisprudence exam. And then we talk about just any concerns that they have to demystify the process so they can hit the ground running. And here is the truth. If their license isn't directly transferable, that is not the end of the road. It's just a detour. So even with that, we together explore every available option that we can. So just trying to make it streamlined and taking out the guesswork.
That is fantastic that you've taken a huge issue and compressed it down. Again, there is a whole lot going on in the area of licenses and certifications and making sure you're able to keep your career going as you move from state to state. Again, contact a career coach and they will help you through it, through all the aspects of military and employment to include federal employment, right? With the recent changes to the federal workforce, it's affecting the employment status of many federal workers, including military spouses. So how do CECO coaches help spouses navigate these changes?
Bruce, that is such a timely and important question. As we see with the federal agencies, because of the mandates, there's been a shift back, of course, to that in-person work. And we can present the real challenges to military spouses, especially those who built stability and success in remote and federal roles. So a sudden return to office mandate or furlough or whatever that causes them to have a disruption within their career can impact everything from childcare to commuting costs and overall family readiness. So at CECO, of course, we are again poised to support through these transitions in several ways. I want to highlight our career interruptions coaching package. That is where this comes in of great relevance because it recognizes that these shifts may again raise some broader questions about what they want to do next. So with that, we talk a little bit about, of course, what is that goal? What do you want to do next? If you want to transition into private, we talk about some steps to transition to private civilian work. If they want to move within a federal position, we talk about basically tailoring the current resume that is a federal resume for another federal opportunity. We also talk about if, you know, from that point, if they want to know about direct hiring authorities, we go over those particular resources as well. Military spouses often can have certain hiring preferences for federal government positions, and so we can help them to understand and leverage these preferences as well. And then we also stay up to date on various federal hiring initiatives and remote friendly options. So through our partnership with, of course, the OPM, Office of Personnel Management, and ongoing research, we just make sure that our spouses are educated on what resources are out there to support them further. And again, recognizing that this is a great shift, we talk a little bit more about if they see an educational opportunity to help them to advance into either a career pivot. So again, that's where my CAA scholarship could come into play. There's some other resources that can help with their education goals to advance into an opportunity. But basically, it's all about understanding, again, the new types of steps that they may have to take with this current disruption. So again, our career interruption coaching package is a great resource to have that discussion and get connected to those resources.
Now, I have a few more things I want to cover. And one of them is networking, right? If I sit down with you to talk about my career, eventually networking is going to be on the list of things that we talk about. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody.
Right.
But do frequent moves put military spouses at a disadvantage when it comes to networking? And what is your advice when it comes to military spouses and networking?
Yeah, so what I have seen over and over again, and you could tell me if you agree or disagree, I noticed that our military spouses are natural networkers, incredibly adaptable, always meeting new people and know how to build community wherever they land. And I think that that's key in helping them recognize that these everyday strengths are actually career superpowers. So when it comes to networking, I think that there's a natural just affinity towards that. So we basically take that and we build upon that. We guide them through turning those strengths into strategy. So first, we introduce them to LinkedIn Premium, which CECO is able to provide to them at no cost. It is a very powerful tool that can contribute to building a strong online presence, connecting with professionals in the field and reaching out. And so we talk a little bit about how to make their profiles shine and become confident in using LinkedIn to grow the network. And then there is the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. Again, that's a true gem. It's just not a job board, but it's a vetted network of just hundreds of employers and organizations that, again, have made that commitment to recruiting military spouses. So they can connect with some of these spouse-friendly employers and find roles that can fit their lifestyle and career goals. And then don't forget, we host those wonderful special virtual events from the webinars to the virtual conferences. These are engaging, high impact opportunities to connect with other professionals. So we remind them to tap into these gems so that if they find that there's a gap because of the moves that may present from networking, they can pretty much respond to that and build that and turn that into a strength.
This has been an amazing conversation. I'm going to guess, yes, that you have a story to share. An example of a spouse that you've worked with overcoming career obstacles. Please share.
Oh, yes. There are so many. But I guess the one that truly sticks out to me is with the spouse, and I'll call her Mary. So Mary had a background in education, but after several PCS moves and dedicating time to her children, she felt completely disconnected from her field. and her confidence was shaken, especially with another move ahead. This was a time where a rural area with very few teaching opportunities. So the idea of starting over again felt very overwhelming. So she discovered CECO through connecting with Military OneSource, and she was, of course, sent to me, and we began working together to rebuild her professional path. So we started with career assessment, and on the CECO website, when you build your profile, you do what's called a Traitify personality assessment. It's a visual assessment. So you look at pictures and you respond to which one is like you. So this helped her to rediscover her passion for education, but also revealed strengths that she hadn't considered, like curriculum development and instructional design. So that was a huge light bulb moment. She realized that she could pivot into remote work actually using these skills. So next, we explored MyCAA because she qualified for funding, and she enrolled in an online certification program that allowed for her to learn a little bit about like design coursework. And so it was just not her just learning new technology, but being able to have something that applied to her background. And that allowed for her to have some professional confidence. So while she was working with her courses, we revamped her resume to a skills-based approach. We highlighted her volunteer work because she did some volunteer work developing training materials for a club. And that's a very high-level transferable experience. And then we also showcased a new certification that she was working on. And then we optimized her profile for this new career focus through LinkedIn Premium. And we worked on building her professional profile to connect with others in the e-learning field. And then what was really cool about this initiative she had, she was so ignited. She took on a small pro bono project for a nonprofit, which gave her a strong sample of her portfolio. And so that was another boost to her confidence. So when she completed all of that, we tapped into the MSEP resource where she applied for a remote instructional design role. And of course, we have mock interview sessions that helped her to prepare for the interviews that she received. And so by the time she was able to make her move, she wasn't just relocating. She was actually, as I like to say, relaunching. She landed a full-time remote position with the MSEP partner. And so that is, again, a very powerful example when determination meets the right resources and support. And that's why I really enjoy working with military spouses, realizing that there is an opportunity at any step in their journey.
Deborah, this has been an inspiring conversation. There's a reason that they call you coach. This energy, do you feel this enthusiasm when you're working with the spouses?
Every time. I have to pull myself back sometimes.
Well, okay. So what I would say is that you and your colleagues are super easy to reach. There's a toll-free number. It's in the program notes. There's also a link to a web chat if that's what you're comfortable with. We've got a ton of links. But honestly, if you have any questions about your career or just a job, just getting things started, any part of the journey, even the very, very beginning of it, you need to call folks like Deborah. And that contact information is in the program notes. Deborah McKenzie, thank you so much for joining us today.
It has been an absolute joy, Bruce. And I just want to leave with a quick message again. I got just that passion is there again. My message to every single military spouse listening to this is that your journey is unique. Your talents are immense and your career aspirations are valid and achievable. So please reach out to us at the Spouse Education and Career Opportunities Program. We are here, passionately dedicated and fully equipped to help you not just navigate, but thrive in your career and educational pursuits. So you're not alone, and we really can't wait to be a part of your success story. And I am representative of all of my colleagues.
I'm just going to add one more note for military spouses who may have a doubt about their worth. All right. As you are coaching them and telling them of their value, I want to remind everybody that we do have this military spouse employment partnership. What is this? It's more than 950 employers. These are big companies, small companies, nonprofits. They're from every sector of the employment world. the reason they come into this partnership is because they're trying to hire military spouses because they value what you have to bring to their workplace. So you are definitely compelling, but the size of this partnership, the number of employers who are signing up to say, you know what, even if these spouses are going to move from place to place to place, that's never going to change. Even though the craziness of military life is still going to change, not only are we still wanting to hire them, but it is because of the experiences that they have in this military life that they just become better and more adaptable and flexible. Yes. And innovative. That's me just encouraging military spouses to really see their value. And if they think there's value and they need to clarify it a little bit more, call Deborah. All right. We're going to end it there. Thank you so much for joining us, being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to remind everybody that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always like to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard today, maybe an idea for a future episode, we have a link in the program notes for that. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, because we cover a wide range of topics to help military families navigate military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.